coverage of this in the Israel National News, but what this reporter basically found was that the casualty figures, surprise, surprise, were being faked. The reporter, by the way, is Lorenzo Cremonesi, and on January 22nd of 2009, he published an article that said it could be like in Jenin in 2002. Initially, we spoke of 1,500 deaths. Then it came out that there were only 54, including at least 45 guerrillas who died fighting. Doubts about the number of victims, parenthetically, in the Gaza fighting could be as many as few as 600 and not 1,300. And an awful lot of them, according to this report, were men aged 17 to 23. The article goes on to describe not only deliberate distortions by Hamas, but elements in which Hamas – or incidents, I should say – in which Hamas – basically held Palestinian residents of Gaza prisoner in order to provoke casualties. Basically, when they started hiding, Hamas, that is, started hiding fighters in people's homes, people objected. They said, get out of here. One of the things that has not received a lot of coverage is before the Israelis struck a particular neighborhood, they would leaflet the area and basically tell people to get the hell out of there. And that's something we don't hear enough about. But because of that, when Hamas began stationing fighters in the homes of civilians, thereby inevitably drawing fire, and when the civilians objected, they were told they were traitors and they should shut up because they would certainly be martyred if they were killed by the Israelis, which wasn't particularly pleasing to them. An article in the New York Times, however, of January 10th of 2009, Egyptians seethe over Gaza and their leaders feel heat, talks about the effect of this distorted coverage on the Arab street. We don't know exactly how many deaths there were. The available evidence suggests that there has been considerable distortion, not to mention the deliberate provoking of fire onto civilian areas to produce quote, atrocities, unquote. By the way, I would note that stationing combatants in arms in civilian areas is itself a war crime. But the fact of the matter is that in the Arab street, this is being very, very poorly received. In this article by Michael Slackman in the New York Times of 1-10-09, Egyptians seethe over Gaza and their leaders feel heat. The mood on the streets of Cairo feels somber, dark, and dejected. There is a heavy security presence. Armed riot police officers are massed outside of professional organizations like the Doctors Syndicate that are often run by members aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, the officially outlawed but tolerated Islamic movement. And again, the Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic fascist organization, is gaining in popularity in the Muslim world from this. That is the Serpent's Walk scenario. Skipping down, the Muslim Brotherhood's work gives them credibility, said Heba Omar, 27, who collected about $4,000 from her neighbors to donate to a charity controlled by Brotherhood members. I would also note that in addition to inflaming the Arab street, yea, verily, as we're speaking, the French are giving the Egyptians nuclear power, and the Bush administration, one of the things it did in the last year was to agree to share, quote, peaceful, unquote, nuclear technology with Saudi Arabia. The upshot, folks, is that Serpent's Walk ends with a nuclear war in the Middle East. Israel gets wiped out. Everybody says good riddance. And that is basically what is taking place. And the reason I'm going into the distortion of this is because the media are setting the tone. Due to the limitations of time, I'm not going to go into the OJ case, but I did a program, and this will be referenced in the printed description for this program, that compares some of the points of distortion with the OJ case and with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, because both have been fundamentally misrepresented and both are a real drag to talk about. Also, in the printed description to this program, I'm going to talk about yet another element in this Machiavellian scenario, and that is Bormann Jews in Israel and elsewhere. In addition to the fascist element in the Likud party, this consummately Machiavellian element can be used to further polarize Israeli public opinion, which then in turn can be used to light the match to what ultimately takes place in Serpent's Walk, which is the final solution to the Jewish problem, unquote, as the Nazis put it, wiping Israel out. And that's what's basically going to take place, barring a sea change. However, that concludes For the Record program number 661, Walking the Snake in the Middle East, Part 2, O.J. Agonistes and Palestinian Pornography. And the printed description for this program will be essential for understanding it. That concludes this broadcast. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.
Join WFMU and Dave Emery next Tuesday at 6 p.m. for two Hit and Run For the Record installments, number 662, Reflections on Islamic Fascism and Media Censorship, and 663, Bad Jacketing Obama, Part 3. That's Dave Emery's For the Record every Tuesday at 6 p.m. right here.
Happy New Year, Dave.
On WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and WFMU.org. Stay tuned for the special guest of the old codger filling in for Joe Magasco.
Thank you, young lady. Well, hello there. This is the old codgers. Another 60 minutes. 61, actually. She left early. of 17 RPM Majesty. 17 RPM records only. We just heard from the Harmony Kings Orchestra and the Anything for Love Tango Calypso. I'm filling in tonight. I'm a substitute disc jockey for Joe, who does the Surface Noise program. Surface Noise, of course, as you know, I've been campaigning to make Surface Noise the national anthem. So far, I don't have any progress to report in dealing with the new administration, in convincing them to add legislation to Congress to introduce a bill to declare that Surface Noise is the new national anthem. Anyway, I'd get onto that some other time, since I was on the soapbox about that in the last program, and I just wanted, this is my first radio program of 2009. At home, I have a 1925 calendar. It's the same grid, so I'm using it. Now, as you know, I start off the new year with two resolutions every year. The first resolution, change the sheets. And the second resolution is, have my blood checked. Well, wouldn't you know it? This time I changed the sheets in December. Of course, I was finally getting around to the resolution of 2002. Well, anyway, cross that one off the to-do list. And some people accuse me of being unproductive and unreliable. Yes, they think I'm unproductive and unreliable. Well, I have one word for them. And it's the F word. That's right. Yeah, or what some kids in my neighborhood refer to as the F-bomb. Yes, and I'm not afraid to say it on the radio. So this is what I say to you people. I'm going to throw the F word at you right now. Fooey! That's what I say, fooey. I'm very reliable. You ask people who owe me money and who borrow my 78s. I can be relied upon to pester them until I retrieve that which is rightfully mine. You can count on it. And, of course, the other resolution is to have blood work done every year, to have my blood checked. So I went to Dr. Feelinghausen, as I have been seeing him for 87 years. And the results of my blood test are in, and there's no surprises. My blood is red, and it's hot. And Dr. Feelinghausen, he was very encouraged by my cholesterol as well. It is 640. It's down from 703 last year. I told the doc I've been trying to stay healthy. And so the doc lit a cigarette. He blew a few smoke rings. And he very thoughtfully said that perhaps I should work a little harder to get the cholesterol down into the 500 range. Then he opened his medicine cabinet. And he poured me a little prescription. And he poured one for himself. And we toasted to good health. Yeah, and 15 minutes later we were toasted. That doc knows the physician's oath. First, do no harm. Second, how about one for the road? So Doc Feldenheisen, of course, is the reason I've lived so long. He's been too busy practicing, committing malpractice on other patients to get around to causing me any serious damage. Doc Feelinghausen also plays a very mean C melody saxophone. So anyway, well, that's enough talking right now. We're going to get back to the music. And let's see, I got a 78 here by a very fine singer from the 1920s. Her name is Frances King, and there is some talk around that this song was written about me.
What's that certain something that they rave about? No one can understand. It puts you in demand. Now I know one who has it, and he stands right out. Am I happy? Am I proud? You can't pick him in a crowd, 'cause he's got it. And plenty of it, brother, he's got it. I never saw another have so much of such and such. He's really not exquisite, but after all, what is it? Lips and eyes, just like a million others, still what made me fall. Now it ain't that, that ain't it, that is that, and it is it, and he's got it, that's all. Take one look in that book. Let Madam Glynn explain it. Let Eleanora don't pose for wearing arrow collars. He's not too short or tall. Now, it can't be his physique. He's not too strong and he's not too weak, but he's got it, that's all.
Great song there from Edna Johnson and her brother, Buddy Johnson, was leading the orchestra on When My Man Comes Home. 78, that was played before that, was Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang. Joe Venuti on the violin and Eddie Lang on the guitar, and they did Wildcat. Len Hughes with the small ensemble did Twilight in Turkey. Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club Boys did Serenade to a Wealthy Widow. And Francis King sang He's Got It. This is the Old Codger. Quoth T.T. Edison, I've got shoes older than you. I'm here spinning 78 like they're going out of style on WFMU as a substitute disc jockey tonight for Joseph. He'll be back in a couple of weeks. That was Mac and the Antique Photograph Hour. They're fine radio programmers, and I approve of them very much. So I'm here for only an hour till 8 o'clock, and Sharpening comes in on WFMU. Well, you know, I announced last program that I busted up with Blossom Moskowitz. Yes, my lady friend, no more. Yeah, and I have not attempted any reconciliation. Blossom breached the nudge barrier one too many times. As I mentioned in the last program, that she tried to get me into this aromatherapy, and she wanted me to use anti-aging supplements and eat soy derivatives, and then she wanted me to go for acupuncture. I put up with this crap. I didn't do it, but I didn't dump her either. But then I had enough when she started badgering me about colonic cleansing. Fui! I said the F word again, try. Yet colonic cleansing she was going on about. So I cleansed my system, all right. I cleansed Blossom right out of it. Well, there's another reason I busted up with Blossom. I didn't announce it last program, but I'm ready to reveal it now. I want to get it all off my chest, yes. This thing about Blossom, it really bothered me. When she did my laundry, she always set the machine for delicates. Delicates! Well, I don't use the delicate setting for anything. Ah, boy. Well, my friend Remy Delbarton spoke with her. He said that, this is what he said, that she said, that she told Remy that she's rinsed me out of her life for good, that she's moved on to the dark colors cycle, and she's left the whites behind. Yeah, word is that she's taken up with Judy Singleton, and they're having a grand old time. Imagine that floozy taken up with a drummer. Ah. Meanwhile, I had this new floozy, Trixie Van Muttersbaugh, this young Follies girl, and I took up with her after I busted up with Blossom. But Trixie Van Muttersbaugh, she says she wants to dump me. And I asked her, she said she wanted to dump me for an older man. Probably Alan Greenspan or someone like that. Anyway, I got to learn to deal with these women, even at my age. You think you know it all. You think you know all about women. I learned so much about women just from listening to these 70 RPM records. There's so much wisdom in them. Well, anyway, I'm probably talking too much. We got so much music to play. I dragged all these 78ers down here in my shopping cart through the snow from my bunker in East Orange, New Jersey. So let's play. Let's see what you got here. This is Jane Green. Yes, this is a fan one. This is from the 1920s. I forget exactly what year. I hope you like it.
You love a champ, listen to this. You heard a man who never kissed. I'm here to tell you about a gal who beat them all. Don't waste your time taking her out. I know what I'm talking about. She's just a teasing gal that all the fellows call. Hard to get girdie, that hard to get gal. Flirty and pretty, but nobody's pal. She's got those kisses that are sweet as honey. They're harder to get than a scotchman money. Suffer and papa, she certainly means. Stingiest mama I have ever seen. She's got a skin you love to touch. Here's one skin you don't touch much. Hard to get dirty, that don't go hard to get down. It's hard to get snow in July. It's hard to get genuine rye. But getting dirty is a job that's harder, yes. The greatest sheik sadly confessed they've tried for weeks without success. The boys are calling her the girl that men regret. Hard to get dirty, that hard to get gal. Flirty and pretty, but nobody's pal. No use of doing anything.
Chopper, he certainly means the dingiest mama I have ever seen. Save your time, save your dough. Oh, she says no, no, no. Hard to get dirty, that dog and hard to get down.
Got his name because for the simplest crimes he could find 10 laws. I take the case of Samuel Jackson Bowles. Slipped on a banana peel, fell into a hole. He was hauled up for old Judge Grimes, who charged Samuel with the following crimes: sliding on the sidewalk without a permit, falling on and ruining whatever you hit, unlawful speeding, and that ain't all. Improper wiggling just prior to the fall. Breaking the Sabbath and groaning aloud. Blocking the traffic and causing the crowd. Libel and slanderous talk when you fell. You might have said him, what it sounded like. Well, for that take 20 years. Constable Jones said, old Judge Grimes, take this man to jail for his awful crime. He's broken most every criminal rule except habeas corpus. and they're stealing the mule. No, wait a minute. Let me just have one more look. Might be something that I've left out in order to find in the book. Was unlawful entry when in the coal hole you went. Next, removing the lid without the owner's consent. Breaking your leg just to cheat and defraud. Then going to the hospital to keep from paying board. I'm going to fine you $10. And if you come up short, I'll give you life for contempt of court. You ain't mad, and that's defrauding some bride, and it's cruel to the old maid, and raise suicide, or take life in 20 years.
For the gal I love, she done left us town. We were married in St. Louis, Mo. She was fine as wine and her eyes had a tender glow. But she spent all my money and said, Pop, you gotta go.
St. Louis woman with a diamond ring leads a man around by apron strings. If it wasn't for powder and a storeboat hair, that gal of mine wouldn't be nowhere, nowhere.
Got the St. Louis blues and blue as I can be. Got the St. Louis blues, blue as I can be. That gal got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. If you wanna be my baby, you can't run around. If you wanna be my baby, you just can't run around. If you run around, baby, stop and lay my money down.
Yeah!
Mississippi River long, deep and wide. I got to find my baby on the other side. Take me back to St. Louis. Take me back to St. Louis. Take me back to St. Louis before I blow my time. Now she ain't good looking and she ain't so sweet, but a brand of loving just can't be beat. That's why I love her. Yes, I love my baby. I love that gal. Don't want nobody else.
Change of the key.
I may be small, my head may be losing hair. Yes, I may be small, my head may be losing hair. But my baby loves me cause she knows I ain't no square. But she's driving me crazy, don't know the time of day. Yeah, she's driving me crazy, I don't know the time of day. I'm just 21 and already my hair is gray. So baby,
I'm going back to old St. Louis town. Cause these doggone women sure can bring you down. I'm going, yes I'm going. Got those St. Louis blues.
Keep playing your music box. Keep on playing your music box. Sweet music to worry the wolf away. So happy will we appear. He will know he's not wanted here. Your music could worry a wolf away. So keep on playing that hand piano until he's away. He'll have to go if you bang those keys away. Oh, honey, but we will grin when the money comes rolling in. Sweet music to worry the wolf away.
playing that hand piano until he's away. He'll have to go if you bang those keys away. Oh, honey, but we will grin when the money comes rolling in. Sweet music to worry the wolf away.
And that was the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra and a song called Sweet Music. And it was preceded by the Delta Rhythm Boys, and they were doing the old W.C. Handy favorite, St. Louis Blues. Fine harmonies there from the Delta Rhythm Boys. And Bert Williams. I love Bert Williams. Yes, so I don't play enough Bert Williams. I had his 78s, they were up in the attic. And you know what? I don't have an attic. That was a little joke. 20 Years was a song by Bert Williams. Jack Pettis and his pets did a Spanish Dream. And Jane Green sang a song called Hard to Get Gertie. All presented by the old codger here on WFMU as a substitute disc jockey tonight for Joseph, the Surface Noise Hour, and he'll be back soon. Well, as you know, this program, when I do it, is very different from the other shows. Number one, I play good music. Number two, everything is on a 70 RPM record. And number three, I sell airtime to commercial sponsors. It's very important to pay the bills. Don't you agree that bills should be paid? WFMU doesn't seem to care about that. That's why they got all these creditors running after them, and people suing them for non-payment of bills, utility bills, and everything. They go out and they just assume that it's an entitlement, but not me. I pay my way. So, we have a couple of fine sponsors here. I'll play you the commercials. I want you to patronize these businesses. It's very important. Here, these are the proud sponsors of the Old Codger Radio Program.
Just as you enjoy listening to this radio drama of romance, intrigue, and high adventure, so will you enjoy using
dirt. It is so gentle not only to clothes, but to hands as well. Every tiny granule dissolves completely in your dishwater. It is so easy on lovely hands that thousands and thousands of ladies who use it say, I love dirt.
The warmer the weather gets, the more dirt the youngsters seem to collect on their clothes.
Then, too, the surface dirt washes out the hidden dirt, the deep down dirt you cannot see. During the war years, lots of people moved out west from the east. And once they tried
dirty clothes,
they found it different from, and many like it better, than any clothes they'd ever used.
Wonderful, isn't it?
I love dirt.
Tulsa, October 23rd. Mrs. Raymond E. Lubbock orders Mr. Lubbock to extinguish his cigar. Lubbock, clenching his cigar between his teeth, drags his wife to a nearby closet and locks her in.
I've had it up to here with all this female equality bunk. All I wanted to do was smoke my R.G. Dunn cigar.
Today, Ray Lubbock's closet is a national shrine.
Keep a cigar in your hand and your woman under your thumb.
And a revolution is underway.
If you feel like smoking a cigar, mister, you'll smoke it.
It's time to take a stand.
Harry, put out that cigar.
Lucille, take a hike.
This report was brought to you by R.G. Dunn Cigars in the interest of man. If the woman in your life doesn't let you smoke your good R.G. Dunn cigars, kick over her vanity table. On your way out.
Yeah, there's our proud sponsors, R.G. Dunn Cigars and Dirt. So, be sure to patronize them so we can help pay the bills here. Well, you'll catch you here till 8 o'clock tonight on WFMU. Sorry, I have to bring you the bad news. To report the death of vaudeville legend Cornelius Nojax. I don't report obits on this program much. I don't have a whole lot of experience with death. Haven't gone through it myself, not even close. In my 150-some-odd years, I have had no heart attacks, no strokes, no pneumonia, no major accidents, and I have full bladder control, and I boast about it often. Yeah, the closest near-death experiences that I have had involve women. Blossom, once she was in a fit of pique. She turned a Louis Jordan 78 into a frisbee, and she almost decapitated me. Oddly enough, it was his 1947 top five hit, Look Out, as she missed. Crashed against a wall behind me, but fortunately I had 10 more copies of it. The other one was my agent, Lola Belle Pancake. She once tried to poison someone that I was having lunch with. It was Paul Harvey. And he's older than me. Anyway, she accidentally put the poison in my soup. Fortunately, Lola Belle is a fine agent, but she whips up ineffective poison. So I got the runs, but I survived. And so, unfortunately, has Paul Harvey. And I was telling you about Cornelius Nojax, the vaudeville legend who passed away. He had this catchphrase. The catchphrase of Cornelius Nojax was, you can look it up in all the books, hey, he used to say, hey, what's with the potato chips? And back in the 1920s, everybody would go around saying, hey, what's up with the potato chips? It was a very famous phrase. Always got a big laugh when he said it on the vaudeville stage. There were songs about it. You can look it up. Unfortunately, Eddie Cantor sang a song. He sang it, hey, what's with the potato chips? But at the last existing recording of Eddie Cantor singing, hey, what's with the potato chips? It was broken at a collector's convention in Chicago 2 weeks ago. It was carried on all the newswires. All the newswires that matter. Anyway, we want to say goodbye to Cornelius Nojax. He did not have a recording career, unfortunately, and I don't have any songs about, hey, what's with the potato chips? So that's the end of that monologue. I'm terribly sorry, it doesn't really go anywhere except R.I.P. Cornelius Nojax. And now we get back to the music on Fabulous 78 RPM record. Here is Vaughn DeLeith. No, it's not Vaughn DeLeith. I had the wrong one. Sorry, this is Al Bernard. Then I'll play the Vaughn DeLeith one, okay? Good.
There lives a man next door to me who thinks he's very wise. A see all, know all, can't fool me. You've met those kind of guys. At prophesying what's to be, he thinks that he's a bear. He'll stop you any time at all and loudly will declare. In 1999, in 1999, although today we write in style, they look back on us and smile. In 1999, it surely will be fine. We'll have a lady president in 1999. Yes, I'll admit we're better off than back in 61, 'cause Radio and Moving Pictures hadn't quite begun. And I've been gazing at the stars and got things figured out. There's no one in this world but me knows what that's all about. In 1999, in 1999, I reckon you know what I mean. We'll be drinking gasoline in 1999. They'll even come a time they won't write any mammy songs in 1999. I let you in working on something else, but don't you tell a soul. This money that we spend today, they'll use that stuff for coal. These vampire women nowadays are wearing less and less, but they'll be wearing less and less in 99, I reckon. In 1999, for 10 or 20 cents, I guess, you can buy the wife a dress in 1999. It won't be any crime to have a dozen wives or so in 1999. The men and women nowadays get married just for fun. But when they try to get unhitched, their troubles start by gum. They hire a liar just to swear each other's not to blame. The things they accuse each other of, it drives the judge insane. But in 1999, there'll be no jury to declare what is what, for they won't care in 1999. Divorce will take no time. They leave them flat and say that's that, 1999.
Fond of peace, but I'm warning the police to get ready for another war if a certain song don't cease. 'Cause I've suffered long enough from the dodo dodo stuff. So listen, boys, you just cut out that noise now or I'll start getting rough. Stop playing the crazy thing, crazy words with a crazy swing. I've got those vo-do-do-do blues. Stop saying those crazy rhymes. Gee whiz, I've heard them a million times. I've got a 44 that I'll use if you refuse. All night long I hear that song upon my radio. In cabarets and at the plays, they've all do, 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 do. That darn refrain is driving me insane. Stop, please help me lose those vo-do-do-do blues.
Oh, I haven't slept awake in weeks.
'Cause those ukulele sheiks keep me up each night till broad daylight with their vo-do-do-do shrieks. If you don't cut out that tune, listen now, I'm gonna be bughouse soon. Go on and sing, but that's one thing that I beg you not to croon. I've got those vo-do-do-do blues. All night long I long to hear that song on the radio. In cabarets and at the plays, they vo-do-do-do. Oh, how I hate it. That darn refrain is driving me insane, insane. Stop, please help me lose those vo-do-do-do blues. Oh, stop it. Don't play that anymore. For goodness sake, mister, you give me those vo-do-do-do blues. Don't you know anything else? You play that all the time. I've got a 44 that I'll use if you refuse. That's pretty. I like that one. Go on and play that just as much as you like. But don't you dare play those vo-do-do-do-do business. That darn refrain is driving me insane. Stop, please help me lose those vo-do-do-do blues. Crazy words, crazy tunes, gave me the vo-do-do-do blues.
Mm-hmm.
That was Red Norvo, and he was performing there a Big Spiderback tune called In the Mist. Ambrose and his orchestra before that did a tune called Caramba, and Von der Leith did the Vododio Blues and a song called In 1999, by Anna Bernard. That came from the Trixie Connection. She gave me the 78 RPM record of Anna Bernard. It's very rare. Anyway, this is Courtney. Young Kaiser for filling in tonight, the substitute disc jockey on the radio, playing the 78s in place of Joe. Joseph, who does the surface noise hour. He'll be back soon, as will Mac some other week with the antique photograph hour. You should listen to those gentlemen, because they too play authentic 78 RPM records, which is the only storage music medium that is worth preserving and listening to. And I worship it, yes. And I'm going to be going back soon to Washington to meet with representatives of the new administration and talk to them again. I'm trying to lobby to get them to change the national anthem to surface noise. It's a beautiful sound, yes. Everybody should stand at attention when they hear surface noise. It's a very patriotic feeling. Anyway, this is WFMU, East Orange, WXHG, Mount Hope. And you should stay tuned for Sharpie Sharpling here on the WFMU Radio Network.
On the air at WFMU, and then I asked you if I was on the air at WFMU.
Hi, Tom. This is Sasha from Oklahoma.
This is caller Erica from Baltimore.
Hey, Tom. This is Ramsey Greenblatt.
This is John Jones.
I hate that guy.
Mort Rimbley. Mitt Romney.
Who's that?
Well, then I would flick the cane, and I would slash you in the face.
I have literally been in 1,000 fights.
How much sports talk? Come on.
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Yeah. They have ring baloney at the Wawa. I go to.
I'm Julie.
This is Jerry and Boulder.
Hey, Tom. This is Jason Groove.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Todd at Newbridge.
Todd Palin.
My name is Mustafa.
Larry DePerl.
He's taken 63 different pills.
It's Matthew Tompkins.
Sounds like you're running your voice through some sort of
modulator.
No, I'm not running through a modulator either.
Hey, Tom, it's Austin.
Hey, Tom, it's
Thomas Ken Rogers.
Tom, it's Julie Klausner.
It's Julie Klausner.
My name is Dylan Milford. I'm the president of the Los Angeles chapter of the Spike Fan Club.
Martin from Edison.
This is Paul F. Tompkins from Hollywood, California.
Yeah, you got Clark out here in New Jersey.
Clark?
Yeah.
This is Lori.
Lori from?
Miami.
Ready? Coming.
Who is?
You'll find out.
Make you eat the Bible.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
It's Kurt Gaistburn.
Gaistburn?
Yes.
Hey, Tom, it's Ted.
Ted Leo.
Hi, Tom, it's DJ Terry T.
I said it's Bill down in Millersville, Maryland.
Is Omar? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, hey, Tom, it's Maniac FOT.
I'm saying Colfin. Not Colfin.
Sociology, yeah. Anthropology. We're all going to get degrees at the end.
It's just your mouth, 'cause it's time to turn it.
a normal man. My heart can't take it, I'm falling in love with you. You trap me into doing things I wouldn't ordinarily do. Feel regular.